Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Tesco's has been caught up in a sexism row, not here in Ireland, in the UK, after refusing entry to a topless man, but letting his bikini-clad wife in. Liam Friday was the man. He was 48. He claims he was forced to wait outside a Tesco's Express in Lordswood, Kent, in a 30-degree heat on Sunday afternoon after bar staff banned him from walking in shirtless. He has named the store sexist for letting his wife Michelle, who was wearing a small bikini top, claiming the two sexes are supposed to have equal rights, but feels like men are being treated worse than women in this situation, discriminated against even. Liam said it was 30 degrees and scorching hot. It was ridiculous to stop me. Now, I'll be honest. I have an opinion on this. And there's no getting away from it. Any man who walks down a populated street or into a shop like a supermarket, topless, needs a lesson in class and standards as far as I'm concerned. But maybe you don't think the same as me. You think it was warm and sure look. If he wants to show off his nipples, let him fire away and do it. Why do young men, or indeed any man for that matter, think it's okay to walk around city streets bare-topped? I'm not talking about, you know, by the pool or by the beach, but down a street. And let's be clear, most of these men are not ripped. They usually have beer bellies hanging out. It is a class thing, isn't it? I understand builders doing it in a hard day's work, not obviously in a building site because they have to wear high-vis jackets and all that kind of carry on, but, you know, out your back garden if they're building and they take the shirt off because they're very warm or the garden or whatever. I get that. But not John or walking down Grafton Street. So should we bring in a ban on men being topless? Young men as well. These young fellas walk around, I'm a bleeding heart, Sean, look at me, I have no top on. My arms are red, but my body's white. Should we ban them from doing it? In some cities of the world, it is illegal. In Manhattan, for example, it's illegal for a man to walk around without a top on, without a shirt on. You must wear a shirt, T-shirt, whatever. You got to wear a shirt, vest, something. The same goes for women, by the way. Women are not allowed to walk around topless. So why should men be allowed to do it? There's no difference in the two nipples, except one happens to be, and women's breasts are larger than men's, obviously. Well, in most cases. I've seen men with very large breasts as well, by the way. Anyway, women are not allowed to do it. So why are men? And if men are allowed to do it, well, then why don't women just do it as well? Walk around topless. Because they wouldn't, because they have class. That's the difference. So lads, stop doing it. And while we're on the subject, what are your other pet hates? That's one of my pet hates, honestly. It is really one of my pet hates, to see men walking around topless. I'm asking a question. Should we ban it? Should we say it shouldn't be allowed? You get a fine. €85 fine or something like that. I don't know. If we see you walk around topless, put a T-shirt on. Cover yourself up, man. Unless you're on the beach, of course. So keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Should we put a ban on men walking around topless? And while we're on the subject, what are your other pet hates? Now, let me go to Erin. Erin, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, Erin. Now, what's the story with these lads walking around with no tops on? I mean, what is it about?
I don't know, but just after your comment, I saw like four lads just walking with their tops off.
What? Why?
I don't know.
Is it a bravado thing? Are they trying to show off their weedy little bodies? Or, I mean, what is it?
I don't know. Do they think they look cool?
Do they?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but then maybe I don't get the younger people anymore. I don't know.
Well, you don't sound that old, Erin. You're not that old, are you?
I'm 37.
Ah, you're only a young one, for God's sake. Jesus Christ. You didn't that old. But I mean,
yeah.
When I was younger, they did. It's not, by the way, this is not a new thing. They were doing it when I was younger as well. I mean, certain lads would walk around, you know, in their shorts with their tops off in the city, you know, down the streets, at Grafton Street, whatever it is, no matter what part of the country you're living in. And they just don't seem to care.
No, but like then, like in this heat, then to be all special, like, oh, God, no.
Yeah.
No.
You wouldn't see a woman doing it.
No, definitely not.
I mean, you wouldn't walk around Erin with your shorts on and no top on you. You know what I mean?
Well,
and if you did, you'd expect to be pulled up on it.
Well, people would probably pay me to put something on.
And what about this guy that was chucked out of Tesco's in the UK? because he walked in with no top on. He's given out that his wife Michelle was allowed in wearing her bikini top, but he was asked to wait outside.
Yeah, I think there's more to that story.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the picture of him here. He looks like a bit of a gouger, in fairness.
Yeah, I think he's just looking for some more attention, really.
Yeah, yeah. He just okay, but do you believe there should be a ban on it? Some cities do actually have a ban on it. I mean, I know a lot of the holiday destinations that we go to in Spain and places like that, you're not allowed to walk around the streets with no top on. And the same with women. They're not allowed to wear bikinis. They have to wear, you know, what's those things you put a sarong? Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, tops should be on.
Yeah, just
unless,
a bit of dignity.
Unless they're in a park.
Yeah.
Then they can.
In a park.
They're walking once there's no kiss back and once they're covered up, you know, like once they're topped off. Sorry, yeah. That's my baby there.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, you make sure you look after the baby. That's the priority here.
Do you get me?
Yeah, no, I get you. I get you, Aaron.
Instead of like walking around the town and stuff, you know, like if they're in a park.
Hmm. And would you put a ban on it?
Yeah, I probably would.
And is there anything else that... What do you have any other pet peeves? That's one of my pet peeves. That's why I talked about it today, by the way.
I have two.
Oh, give me your two.
Loud eaters,
yeah, okay.
And people chewing chewing gum and their jaws go 90.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why? That's not cool.
Yeah, see, I chew chewing gum now and again because I smoke. So if I'm going to be talking to somebody after I've had a cigarette, I might pop a chewing gum in my mouth just to get rid of the smell.
Yeah, but I bet your jaw isn't going 90.
No, I do it discreetly. Yeah, I do it quite discreetly, yeah. I've often done it actually on the air here. I've often had a chewing gum in my mouth on the air, but you would never know. I do it very... Yeah, yeah. And loud eaters in restaurants, yes.
Oh, anywhere.
Now, people who almost inhale their food.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they're like. I do not do that, Aisling. Those people.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's certain foods are right that are acceptable. They're like prawn crackers, spring rolls, and potatoes, because you can't eat them quietly.
No, you really can't. They make a good crunching sound. Okay, yeah. I get that. Yeah, but most other foods, like your dinner, if you're at a restaurant and you're having dinner, I mean, I'm not saying that you can't, you know. Kind of masticate is the word to use, and say that you're enjoying it. But in, you know, you can kind of that's nice. Mm, yeah, but you don't have to, you know, make noises as you're eating.
Yeah, and nobody at the next table wants to see what food you're eating. Either.
Yeah, keep your mouth closed as much as you can. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, stay there for a second because Jimmy, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Jimmy?
Hello, mate.
Good afternoon to you, Jimmy, on this wonderfully fine day.
Hallelujah. Thank God in heaven. It's a beautiful day, yeah.
Isn't it? Yes, the sun is shining on us all. Mm. So, Jimmy, what about these lads walking around with no tops?
Well, you know, like, it's only the women that are giving out about it, aren't they?
Well, no, I'm giving out about it.
And in fairness, there's not a lot more clothes the women can take off the way they're dressing.
Oh.
And
right.
I would say... That's only this month they're getting it in the heat wave. They don't go around any time else. And these nylon tops are not suitable for the heat. So you can't wear these nylon night tops, or whatever you call them. They're not made for the heat.
Nylon night tops?
You know these type of sporty tops that these young people are wearing? They're made from nylon. And the worst clothing you can wear in heat is nylon.
Oh, right. Okay.
So that's why they're taking them off. They're uncomfortable. If they're cotton... to have them on. That's why you notice any young people going around with t-shirts, cotton t-shirts don't cause the same type of heat.
Right,
so
okay.
I'd say that's it. And these women who want to breastfeed in public would be the ones given out.
Oh, that's those particular type of women, is it? Who want to breastfeed in public. What's wrong with them breastfeeding in public?
I didn't say there was anything, but they seem to have issues.
It's the same type of woman, is it?
I would say... that the men are walking on their own, that's number one. They're not paying any attention to the women. And that in itself, women are trying to be all the time to attract the attention of the men.
Right.
But most men are repulsed at the way these women are walking around with all their body parts sticking out.
Oh.
And they're just vulgar, the way they're dressing. And what they want to do now is turn on the man for wearing no T-shirt.
So What's wrong with, say, a woman wearing, in weather like this, a nice pair of shorts or a short skirt and, you know, a kind of bikini top? What's wrong with that?
Well, I'm not going to say what's wrong or what's right with it, but you started off there talking about them not being allowed into shops.
Yeah, well, that's a man with no top on him.
Yeah, what kind of a man?
Well, yeah.
Had he his nipples pierced? Does he need a bra? He's one of these men that have these big man boobies.
Right.
Like, what was he? What, was he born a man? I don't know.
He is born a man. Yeah, he's a man.
Yeah, well then, there's probably some other issue.
Would you walk around with no top on you?
They're going around Vaseline'd up. They're coming out of them gyms again, and they're all toned up, and they're going around waxed. They're getting Vaseline oil on them.
Who's
and they look like a racehorse for all the...
Who's putting Vaseline on them?
Oh, no.
Who?
They're just mad to get out. They can't wait to get out onto the catwalk, wherever it's going to be. It's the gyms. The people in the gym, they're brainwashed. They're spending all their time in gyms, waxing, getting dressed, and not dressed, but getting muscles up, and need to display them somewhere.
Right.
So this is the weather.
Right. And then they go into Tesco's.
And they're out on bicycles as well.
Oh, they're on bicycles as well. Right. These are the people in the gyms.
All of them. You've talked about this before. Like, it's nothing new.
It's nothing new.
I just don't see it anymore. I just ignore it. I just don't see it.
Right.
But I would agree with the supermarkets putting a ban on that.
Right. Anybody who's kind of shown off too much flesh, essentially.
And there's another thing going on too. And I've seen it on the television, but I see it in public. If people urinating in public, and I know you think that's offensive to say that on the radio, but
no, I don't think it's offensive. No, people shouldn't be urinating in public.
There's toilets, there's people, there's parks everywhere, and they're on the radio continuing to tell people, "Oh, outside living."
Mm.
And that's another issue.
Yeah, and so what? Like men urinating up against walls and everywhere. Women down lanes and
they're even not going down lanes now.
But there is a bit of a problem with the outdoor culture at the moment that the government have encouraged, I suppose. You do have to provide public toilets because people do urinate. It's a fact of life. Well, and we have to urinate.
The problem with the heat is that they say that the ozone is missing, which protects us from the UV lights. And people may not think that this heat isn't bad for you, but it's because of the damage to the ozone is what makes it.
Yeah, but Jimmy, I was listening to the news today and they were talking about the shortage of water, and John was reading the news there earlier on and he had a weatherman on talking about this and talking about that, and it was all very dramatic. And I'm thinking to myself, we've had about 4 days, 5 days of sunshine. For God's sake, there's nothing wrong with that. It's the summer. That's what happens in the summer. The sun comes out. It's nice. Let's not give out about it.
They're telling us what they got in Germany last week, we could be getting it this weekend. So I don't know.
Well, I hope not.
Yeah. But that won't be shortage of water anyway.
Yeah, I hope not.
Every summer, they say the same thing about the droughts. And nature has a way of levelling itself out every year. And I remember when the frost was here a few years ago, couldn't get salt for the roads and all. And still, we're still here. We still survive. So it's dramatic from the media and from these people that have to make it. So I'd say enjoy the weather.
All right, let me just take a break. Back in a second. Just to mention, by the way, while I went into the break that time, I got a phone call on my own phone, by the way, here. And I've been getting them all day. I've been plagued with this. And I'm sure everybody's getting these calls at the moment. These are these calls. They say they're from the Department of Social Protection and they ask you for your PPS number. I'm trying to wind them up, but they cop on to me every time and they hang up. And I was actually going to put it on the air if she was still talking to me when I came back. But I have noticed there's a little pattern to it, okay? And I'm sure loads of people around the country are getting these calls. But the pattern is that the number is very similar to mine. So the first four digits of the mobile number, like it's an 086 number, and the first four digits of the number, which I'm not going to give out in the air because I'll start guessing my phone number then, are exactly the same as the first four digits of my phone number. And you might notice that there's a pattern to it. So the last three calls they've got from these people who say they're from the Department of Social Protection all start with the same four digits on the phone number. The last three digits are different. So what they do is obviously they generate this phone number and then they ring every combination of numbers for the last three digits. All right, so I just thought I'd throw it out there. And if anybody else is getting these phone numbers, please be careful. Don't give them any of your bank tales. Once they use the words, "Hi, I'm from the Department of Social Protection and you've been involved in a fraud or something like that," just hang up. because it's a scam. It's just, they're just trying to con you out of money. Because generally, these organisations, like the Department of Social Protection, like your bank, and like all these other organisations, will not call you like that out of the blue. You'll generally know why they're going to call you before they even call you. Now, let me stay there, Jimmy. Let me go to Kevin. Kevin, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm not so bad, no, how you doing yourself?
Good. Are you getting any, do you get any of these calls, Kevin?
I did. I got four of them, actually. They wiped out my contacts and my emails, everything. So
right, okay.
Stupid me, pressed one.
Oh, yeah. That's it does. They tell you to press one to give your details. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then, and then somebody will usually come on with a foreign accent and say, we're building a case file.
No, it was an Irish accent. Okay. But it was automated.
Yeah.
Just saying your PPS was used fraudulent.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy, Jimmy, have you ever got any of these calls? Sorry for interrupting you, Kevin. Jimmy.
Have I ever got any? Well, it is one of the weaknesses of technology is the fraud that they can use now. And a lot of these companies will be moving back to the old way of doing things.
Right. Okay, but sorry, getting back to that, because I don't have much time.
I did get them.
Yeah, I think everybody in the country is getting them at the moment, so just ignore them. Kevin, getting back to tops off and men going around with their tops off, you see nothing wrong with it?
Absolutely not. I'm really surprised you brought up this subject.
Right.
Irish, we get a bit of sun. We want a bit of colour. We want to be brown. I think we do anyway.
So would you walk? But you wouldn't walk around, say, where are you? What part of the country are you in, Kevin?
I'm actually in Kerry now, sitting outside my mobile.
Right, but you wouldn't walk down the main street there now with no top on you, would you?
I would, and I have.
I mean, I'm not talking about your front garden or your back garden or something like that. I'm talking about the main street.
About downtown, yeah.
Yeah, downtown, yeah.
I don't look at it as anything. No, I just, it's just too hot to be wearing a T-shirt or a vest. Now, if I was going into a shop, I'd put a top on.
Right.
But I don't see how you can kind of tell someone's kind of personality by just because they have no top on. Or this guy has muscles, that fella's fat, this one has a beer belly.
You know, I'm not judging people's shapes and sizes. I'm just saying, like, Jimmy, there you go. Kevin sees nothing wrong with it. Hang on, Kevin. Sorry, Jimmy. Go ahead.
You and I were a DJ in the good old days when the nightclubs were in action.
Yeah.
And strict code of dress. And I remember...
Yeah, but he's not in a nightclub. He's out in 31 degrees, Jimmy.
I bet you Niall had his top off when he was playing the music.
You can see, women going into nightclubs.
Yeah.
You can see a woman going into a nightclub on a pair of 6-inch high heels, semi-naked and drunk. But if a man turned up with a pair of trainers, not allowed in. And I respect the big vest, not allowed in, you have a T-shirt. So I don't understand. The women can get away with so much.
If a woman turned up topless, she'd be left in as well.
She'd be left in. Now, if the women, if the men were... If you're not,
arrested.
Come with a brown and he'd be lovely.
Kevin, you wouldn't... Women wouldn't walk around with no tops on. Because it's about dignity as well.
Yeah, but that's their private.
But there's no difference. I mean, I've seen some men have bigger boobs than women, for God's sake.
Yeah, but they're man boobs. They're moves.
Yeah, but they still have nipples on top of them. So they still look the same. It's a psychological thing in their heads.
Yeah, but it's a sexual thing with a woman.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But that'd be like us walking around with a vest and no pants. To me, that would
be... But how is it a sexual thing?
What? Her boobs?
It's just a gender thing, isn't it?
It is a sexual thing.
That's 1970s and 80s. Things that we've moved on.
Okay, so what if Jimmy or if Kevin was a friend of yours, Jimmy, and you were walking down the street with him, and as you entered the main street, he whipped off his T-shirt to walk beside you. Would you be happy about it?
I couldn't care if he went down on his birthday, so it wouldn't be an issue.
Right.
But the problem is, you know, some people are going around there and, it's hard for me to explain it. They come along and they're shaved, their chests are shaved. Yeah,
their chests are shaved.
Yeah, and they're waxing their legs, men. And it's just not right for me.
It's a bit feminine, isn't it? All right. Kevin, are you shaving your chest and waxing yourself?
Niall.
Are you?
No, I have no hair on my chest and I'm 46.
Right, do you wax yourself?
No, absolutely not.
Right, do you put Vaseline on yourself? Jimmy said some of them are putting Vaseline on themselves.
Absolutely not. No, that's like, you know, they deserve to, you know, I won't even say it. But that's ridiculous, Vaseline and
oils.
butt bleaching they're getting done as well. It's horrible. And what are they
bleaching?
Butt bleaching.
Butt bleaching. Never, I've never. That's the thing porn stars do. I don't think people are doing that walking around up and down the streets. I've run out of time. I could talk about to Jimmy all day. Really good butt bleaching. Thank you very much indeed, Jimmy and Kevin. You can continue to walk up and down Kerry in your bare top if you wanted.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi award winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic.